I know we just had a scripture reading, but I'd like to share another piece from the Gospel of John, chapters 15, verses 11 through 13. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this. Knowing God has helped me through every step of my life. He was there through the bad and the good. He helped me feel loved. He's helped me know joy. Merriam-Webster defines joy as the emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect of possessing what one desires. But with God, that word takes on a stronger meaning. As a Christian, being joyful is so much more. With God, joy is not just advanced happiness. It's a mix of numerous things. Happiness, of course, but also hope, comfort, the feeling of knowing you are unconditionally loved by the being that is not only the creator of everything around you, but the creator who made you exactly as you are to be exactly like you are. Sadly, since I'm up here talking to you today, that means I've reached senior year, and I'll be leaving for college this fall. However, I go knowing the power and the love of Cookeville FUMC is behind me. I go knowing the love of God is behind me. And through God, we find joy. This weekend has been Discovery Weekend. For those of you without kids in junior or senior high, Discovery is the weekend organized by the youth ministry and carried out by the senior high in order to reach out to the middle schoolers who haven't been for youth very long and the sixth graders who will be joining us for the first time fully next school year. Next to choir tour with Miss Kathy, it's pretty much my favorite youth group event. One of the most memorable events I ever participated in on a Discovery weekend was the burning of flash paper. To the naked eye, it looks like thin tissue paper, but thanks to the powers of science, it becomes so much more interesting. A single spark would likely be enough to ignite it. In less than a second, the paper completely vaporizes, leaving only a bit of smoke and ash. What we did was write down secrets, admissions, confessions, things that no one on earth knew, things between us and God. We wrote down things we wanted to get off our chest. In a moment, they were gone. I think it's healthy for us to admit things to God. People are often scared to talk to God, or they simply really don't know how. People find guilt weighing down on them. And guilt harms us more than any sadness or shame could ever do. Guilt builds a wall higher than the sky and wider than the seas. It stands between us and joy, between us and God. Feeling this guilt halts us on our walk with God. Confessions, admissions, they don't need to be loud. You don't even have to make it a spectacle of yourself. Simply praying, talking to God is enough. Because to God, anything you are able to do in His name, as long as it is genuine and from the heart, is enough. Sometimes in life, challenges rise, and we think it will be the end of us. Losing a job, falling out with a friend, losing a loved one. All of us will be challenged to such a degree, it will feel as if our lives have reached halt, full stop, do not proceed. When I was in sixth grade, my grandpa, Dave Bartlett, had a fall. He was in the ER for 3 days. Last weekend marked 6 years since he passed. No other close family members had ever passed away in my life before then. I was heartbroken. I fell into a dark place. I remember not being able to really look at the world in the same way. It was when I first faced doubts in my faith. I was lost. But later that year, I began seventh grade. And with seventh grade came joining the youth group. Instantly, my mental state began to improve. I made new friends. I found joy in music through youth choir. All the retreats like Synergy, Warmth in Winter, and of course Discovery, helped me get closer to people and closer to God. But not everyone always has a new group they can join so soon after a loss. Life is full of challenges, easy and life-shattering. There is always hope, though. Always. God is always with you. One question I hear a lot from my non-Christian friends is, if God exists, why does he let people suffer? And I'll admit, for a while, that question troubled me. I spent some time thinking about it, read some different thinkers, writers, and even a couple years ago for Discovery, I had a talk all on that topic. And eventually, through all of that reflection, I came to the understanding that suffering is designed to help us grow. Throughout our existence on this planet, humans have become the masters of adapting to struggle. When food becomes short, we create new ways to make more of it. When we face the struggles of our lives, we find ways to return to normal or make a new normal. We take the pain we are given and use it to make ourselves stronger. We, as children of God, are tasked with surviving life's challenges and returning to that position of Christian joy where we're walking with God. We're tasked to work with everyone for everyone. Life is meant to be lived happily. When we live for each other and we live for God, we become closer to God. And when we're closer to God, we're closer to joy. As it said in the Hebrew scripture earlier, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.